All right, welcome back to Off the Jaw.
We said we'd be back.
We did say we'd be back.
And we're back.
And we are back.
And it's Friday the 13th. Very spooky. Can we start spooky season yet?
I don't see why not.
So I can...
I mean, I've already seen Halloween decorations outside in people's yards.
Okay, well, great, because I've prepared a little backdrop for us. We'll keep up.
What do we got?
Oh. Comes with the music.
Who's that witch in the background?
You know who it is. She's got the perfect witch laugh. If she dresses up as anything else,
she would.
I'd be very disappointed in her.
Did you happen to see that debate?
Yeah, of course I did. Oh, great. Sorry.
It's okay.
No, I did see it. Honestly, it was kind of disappointing, disheartening, boring.
It was extremely boring. It was extremely set up, staged. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at this point, like, it was very, the ABC moderators were, like, very against Trump.
It was three against one.
It was really obvious.
Yeah, it was obvious.
Like, at this point, it's like, everybody knew that that's how it was going to be.
Yeah.
So.
Well, of course, they demanded the rules, you know, no audience, mics being muted, only allowed to ask certain questions, couldn't ask questions back and forth to each other. I mean, come on.
Yeah. The cattiness of Trump saying, excuse me, I'm speaking. Sound familiar?
Minnesota, she went out. Wait a minute. I'm talking now. If you don't mind, please. Does that sound familiar?
It's moments like that make me like him. And whenever he's like, they're eating dogs. They're eating cats and dogs.
It is crazy.
Which is happening. I don't know if you've seen that.
I have not seen
it. It's all over the place.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if he's smart enough to know that him saying that will make people research it and find out that it's true. But I was at first I was like, man, why would you say that? Because you look crazy. Mm-hmm. Even though I know that that's what's going on. I mean, it's all over Twitter. The Haitians. So like you take a town of like, I think the population's like 58,000 in Springfield, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And over the past few years, they've flooded in like 20,000 Haitian immigrants there, which like no matter what you how you try to spin it, that will change a town. Like,
exactly.
Imagine you take a million rednecks and put them in Tokyo. It's going to change Tokyo.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So like
it.
It's yeah, there's no avoiding that. But and yeah, of course, they're from Haiti. They're poor. They don't have the same culture as us.
Again, if you're looking at cultures that are overseas that most people aren't even familiar with.
Yeah.
Yes. Overseas, they eat cat, dog, horse, rat.
Of course. They don't see a difference between it. But the funny thing is, though, is that people will say, like, that's not true. They're not eating cats and dogs. But then whenever they...
Yes, they are.
Whenever they find out that they are, they're like, well, that's their culture. So, like, which is it? You know, is it...
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Just myself being overseas, what I've seen in the markets. I've seen hanging rats.
Have you tried any of that stuff?
No.
No. How do you not? I would have tried it.
Uh-uh. I was like, is that a rat? Yep.
Yeah.
Nope.
Just hanging in the window.
But to them, that's nothing. To them, it's like a delicacy. And I'm not going to knock that because that's what they do.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so, I don't know.
Well, I brought rat for us to try.
Did you? No. Awesome. Awesome. I will not. I'll pass.
It's spooky season. We got to start eating bats and rats. Yeah.
Raccoons,
we'll get a new virus.
Squirrels.
That's how we get the new virus going. Yeah.
It's coming. But yeah, I did watch part of it. I turned it off. I couldn't go through the whole entire debate. It just seemed like it was just so staged.
I don't think it really helped either of them.
No.
I think everybody feels the same way.
I think it's like, it's pretty bad though, because you take a person who nobody really liked,
mm-hmm.
and then they're trying to portray her as everybody likes her now.
Yeah.
And they're making her to be somebody she's not.
And it's working.
It is working. And that's the sad part, because the reason why it's working is because poor Trump can't get out of his own way.
Yeah. No, he's his own worst enemy.
He is so stuck on his ego. He is so stuck on his revenge factor. He is so stuck on being screwed over from the last election that people are like, okay, dude, we've heard it 1,000 times. Move on.
You know what's funny is I actually feel the opposite. I think he's not I don't think he's vengeful enough. I think he should be more vengeful.
I have no idea in his mind that he wants to be, but you don't have to just come out and keep saying it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, say something that... You know that people are going to get behind you.
Oh man,
we all know
so
the
easy.
Economy sucks. We all know what they've been doing for the last 4 years. Just say it.
Well, neither of them tried this, and I don't understand why, because they would both fail the test of like, hey, so what year was it that Zelensky came into power or something? Neither of them could answer. You know what I mean? So
no,
just give that would have you know mm-hmm. one of them should have used that tactic of like, hey, can you put a number on this? Can you give me a year? What year was World War II? And then watch both of them be like. Decades ago.
I don't know. Somewhere in the 40s.
It happened. And then, yeah.
It happened. It's over with. Move on. I don't know. This world is getting worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody told me that it hasn't really been any different than it has in the past. It's just social media makes it worse. Because you never knew anything about what was happening before.
Yeah, well, it's like, it throws everything in your face where it's like...
Exactly.
Now you see a kidnapping or a shooting, and you see them every day because that's what they choose to show you, and then all of a sudden it's everywhere. I don't know. Turn off the TV. Kill your TV.
That's why I don't really watch the news anymore.
Yeah.
All it is death and destruction.
I don't know who does. I don't know who's watching it. It's all boomers, right? I mean, who else watches?
I don't know. I mean, literally, it's death and destruction for 45 minutes and 15 minutes of, hey, did you see that dog cross the street? Ooh, yeah, fun.
Yeah. The ice cream... There's a new ice cream
There's
shop.
There's a new ice cream shop out. Death and destruction down the street.
Yeah, for your local destruction on the eighth of the hour.
It's just insane. And that's media. And we can go into a whole different subject on that because I believe there should be harsh penalties for media.
For what specifically?
False propaganda.
They would have... There's been so much of that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we would
ever... It's manipulation. It's deceiving. It's deception. It's lies. You can say freedom of speech all you want, but that's not freedom of speech when you're manipulating a society to believe something it's not true.
You know, people got their Facebook and Twitter accounts suspended for saying something like, you know, I don't think that virus came from like a wet market. Mm-hmm. I think it came from the lab of virology, which was 20 minutes away. Mm-hmm. And people got, and now it's like, okay to say that. But there was no moment where anyone apologized.
No.
There was no, you know, and that happens with everything. Mm-hmm. Where it's where people, like the New York Post got suspended from Twitter for posting an article saying that they found Hunter Biden's laptop, like in the October of the last election, and that it was real. And then everybody came out and said, that's Russian disinformation. They banned the New York Post from Twitter. It turns out it was true. That was his laptop. Yeah. I don't know if you saw what was in there. It's pretty gnarly. It's gnarly. And it's real. Mm-hmm. And they just, you know, nobody apologized. Everybody just kind of like quietly said, okay, it's real. Mm-hmm. Let's forget about
it. Push it under the rug. Move on next topic.
Yeah. All the people that we kicked off of Twitter, like, you know.
Exactly.
Doesn't Twitter. Make any sense.
X.
Well, yeah.
X. Elon Musk.
That's dead naming. You can't do that anymore.
Elon Musk. What's he doing? What's he going to give Taylor Swift a child now?
What? Excuse me?
What? That's what he's getting slammed for now.
What? I missed it. What happened?
He was bashing Taylor Swift for backing Harris.
Yeah.
And then he said something on the line, I'll give you a child or something like that. And everybody's like, that is creepy as fuck. You're saying you want to give Taylor Swift a child?
Yeah, I'll have to see the context for that. I don't exactly
I haven't dove too much into it. I just saw the highlight or just saw it. It popped up because I've been so damn busy. I haven't really looked at it. But I just saw the headlines and I was like, that is really creepy.
I saw somebody post like, so Taylor Swift has, you know, she doesn't drive. She doesn't commute. She has a private jet. She doesn't need to worry about groceries. She has a private shopper. So she can handle 4 more years of this, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, that's what she's going to do. But she's, you know, out of touch, just like everybody is. Like, all of those people are so out of touch with. They can handle. I don't know if I can handle. Economically, I don't know if I can afford 4 more years of whatever the hell is happening right now, you know? Isn't it weird? So Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney has endorsed Kamala.
Is he going to shoot her?
He's officially endorsed her. He's supporting her. He's behind her.
Who did Dick Cheney shoot?
His lawyer.
Weren't they hunting and he accidentally shot him?
Accidentally. And then the lawyer apologized for getting in his way. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think there's more to that story,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think there is, too.
But Dick Cheney, the person who they pretty much made Darth Vader. I mean, I used to watch Jon Stewart's Daily Show every night. And the way he shit on Dick Cheney. And Dick Cheney was like, they portrayed him as the most evil person on earth for about 10 years. And, I mean, I kind of buy it. He's definitely not a good guy.
He's definitely not.
But... He's supporting Kamala at this point. And I don't know how people don't see, like, do you think Dick Cheney has changed his views?
No.
You out there, do you think Dick Cheney has changed?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, he hasn't. So, no. Like, maybe the party has changed. Maybe now it's the party of war and censorship, and that's how you get Dick Cheney over there. But think, so you think of, like, Rage Against the Machine and how hard they raged at Dick Cheney. And you think of, like, Green Day, that whole American Idiot album, like, how hard they raged at Dick Cheney. Now they're on the same side. They're voting for the same person.
Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing.
It's insane.
How do you, the most famous vocal critics with the biggest songs against the Bush-Cheney regime, now they're like, take that, Trump. Now Dick Cheney's on our side.
Like, it's like, no, you're the ones getting made fools
of. It's shit like that where I think, like, how did I ever, I used to look up to these bands.
Yeah.
They're idiots.
They're all sellouts.
And it's not just them. Those are just the first two that come to my mind because it's like they're very vocal and they've outright political for their entire career. Now it's like
their views change money.
They're a part of the machine power. Now. It's nuts, man. It's no insane. Integrity.
None.
You'll never catch me doing that.
No
man.
Integrity.
Of course, I've never had $1 million offered to me for anything, but I don't think I would take it. I don't think I could.
No.
Just, it's so sad, especially with people like, I don't know. I look up to musicians a lot, artists a lot, even like actors. At least when I was a kid, I looked up to them just to see how stupid they all are. Mm-hmm. It's so disheartening. You're like, are there no
heroes?
That's
because you get older. And the older you get, the wiser you get. And you're like, these guys are fucking idiots.
I know. I used to think you were so cool, man.
Exactly. What the fuck? You just grew up.
I would love to. If I ever met like Tom Morello or Zach De La Rocca or like Billy Joe Armstrong, I'd be like, I used to love you, man. What did you do?
Exactly.
What happened?
What happened to you? Oh, it's bad.
I don't know. That's just something I can't get past it. It's like Dick Cheney.
I can't get past any of this right now that's going on. I mean, it's just blowing my mind.
It's just every now and then one of them hits you in the face with like, I can't believe it. The party of Dick Cheney.
I just can't believe like everybody, how everybody's flipping the switch and, oh, it's Harris, Harris, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's going to fix everything. No, she's not.
Yeah, I'm
Nothing
ready.
Will change. I want to know how they flipped the switch. How did they get these people to believe that things are going to change?
I don't know.
Okay, so if you are a Harris supporter, right now you're saying, I am perfectly fine with the country the way it is. I like high inflation. High everything. I like when my portfolio doesn't make money. I like the way I am right now.
They don't think that, though. They think they're voting for hope and change again.
Nothing is going to change.
I know.
She's the party that created it. They're not going to go. She's not going to go in office and go, okay, everything that we did for the last 4 years, I'm undoing right now. No.
Yeah. It's spooky season. I just thought that's the spookiest thing I could leave up there. I'm just going to let that tick.
Just let it tick.
And watch. I mean, if anybody's watching this, I hope your anxiety slowly builds and builds as you watch that happen.
Absolutely.
Not that Trump will really help that either. Mm-mm. I mean.
It's the lesser of two evils.
Yeah. Which.
You know who we should vote for.
Yeah.
Cthulhu.
We can write that in. If we get enough people to write it in.
Absolutely. Everybody, we should just start voting for Cthulhu.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, that's why I try not to talk politics, because it's hard for me to pick a side, because I don't want the Democratic Party to be in power anymore.
Oh, man, they deserve to lose.
But then I'm like.
Then you look at the other side and you're like, well, fuck, we're kind of fucked either way, huh?
They're probably going to do a better job, but.
We're still raising the debt. We're still overspending. Yeah. We're still.
How much better is it going to be?
Not much, but I don't know.
But if everybody's crying the blue, this is what drives me crazy. I don't care where I go. I hear the same stories all the time. It's the same people, not the same people, but the same stories. You know, they're so tired of the high prices, so tired of the high gas prices, so tired of high inflation.
The rent is too damn high.
You know, can't live. My savings account is drained, blah, blah, blah. And then everybody's going to turn around and go, we want 4 more years of this.
Mm-hmm.
What the effing hell is going on?
I don't know, man. Well, they do such a good job of obfuscating and like being like, oh, well, it was, you know, they inherited a bad economy. They did that with Bush and Obama.
Please.
And they do that with everybody. Please. Man, it's just, it doesn't make any sense. But we also have no other options. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yep.
Nobody's voting libertarian.
Bidenomics. Mm-hmm. Let's ride the bus.
Did you see Biden putting on a Trump hat?
No.
Oh my God, dude, it's great. He only does it for a second, but it was great for a photo op, and it just like makes him. I made a little TikTok of it. I put
Did
it up
you?
On our page,
nice.
But it's like finally the peak. You know, you got Tulsi Gabbard, you got Elon Musk, you got RFK Jr., and finally you got Joe Biden.
Joe Biden,
yep, putting on the Trump hat.
He's crossed over.
But yeah, he was at like a veterans event for September 11th, and he just like he was joking with them or whatever, and he put it on. It was like a nice moment. I don't fault him for doing it, but like the photo op is not a good move, because now they got you in a Trump hat. You know,
it's real hard to go back on that one.
Right? Maybe he did it on purpose. Maybe he's mad that they got rid of him.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Which I would appreciate even more, because it's like at least you still got something left in your head. Mm-hmm. You know, if you realize how bad they fucked you, you know.
I don't think he knew what was going on while he was in office.
They
the
just tell him.
Time.
Just tell him you're still. Well, go to the beach, man.
Obama already said it.
Put him out to pasture.
Obama already said that's what he does.
What?
In that interview. said, you know, if he could run for a third term.
Well, yeah.
He would just be behind the scenes and telling somebody what to do.
You know what else Obama said? He said, never underestimate Joe's ability to fuck things up. He did say that.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah.
You got that right.
You shouldn't back that horse, man. Have you seen Chimp Crazy?
I have not.
On HBO?
I have not.
So did you watch Tiger King back in 2020 when that came out?
I actually thought that was dumb, so I stopped watching it.
It was dumb, but they have like the same guy made a new one, and it's about chimps now. And it's about the kind of people that adopt chimps and raise them as like humans. And it centers on like these few, it seems to be mostly it's like women with male chimps. So like you're thinking they sleep in the bed with them. They raise them as their sons. They're,
okay.
Yeah. And you think like, oh well, man, she's fucking.
Is that any chimp. Different than anybody with their dogs?
No, it's not much different. I mean, the chimps are like, they're smart.
Maybe
they're
smart.
They're
actually, you know, almost human-like.
Yeah. Until they tear your face off, exactly. Which they get to in the documentary,
and you know, pull poop out of the throat and throw it at you.
Yeah. They do that too.
Pull it out their ass and throw it at you.
But kids do that sometimes too. So
yeah, kids will actually eat it.
Yeah. That's happened. But yeah, the whole documentary is crazy. There's this one woman who like breastfeeds her chimp.
That's weird.
Because he was like, he was sick and we couldn't get him to eat. So
yeah, no, that's
and weird. Then the husband's like, one morning I came down and she's,
yeah, that's a little,
she's got the baby on one and the chimp on the other.
That's almost like borderline psychotic.
It is psychotic. It's like an addiction or something with these people. But
isn't there a thing called, what's that called? When people have sex with animals.
Bestiality.
Bestiality.
Yeah. I think there's something
that going on. Borderline that?
Yeah. Well, you watch it and you're like, man, that chimp sleeps in the bed with her. Like, she's probably fucking that chimp.
Man, what's going on here?
Like, do you remember, you know that movie Dirty Work with Artie Lang and Norm Macdonald?
Oh, where, yeah.
Yeah. So the guy who holds the dog the whole time, Shooter McGavin.
Shooter McGavin, yep.
And they're like, hey, by the way, I think he's doing that dog.
Hey, I think he's got his thumb up that dog's ass.
The one lady sleeps with her chimp and the chimp ends up tearing this other person's face off, like her best friend or whatever. And afterwards, she's like still defending the chimp. Like, oh, he didn't mean it, you know.
Of course. That's like the, what's that shooting that's going on where, damn, I can't even remember. Don't talk about a brain fart. Let's go with this. Where the kid, the father bought his son
a gun,
went in into the school.
Yeah.
Now the family's pleading, please be, you know, take pity on him. He's got mental problems. Well,
they're charging the dad.
Yeah.
Which I think in that case, maybe like he is liable. He's the one who bought it for him after the kid was already disciplined for that kind of behavior.
Was warned. I think the FBI even said your kid has mental problems. He was being investigated prior.
Do you know that we're dealing with in Sage's school district? We're dealing with like a shooting threat situation right now.
Yeah, that just happened. They just posted that.
It's well, of course, like Allie's part of the community Facebook group, so she's been following it closely and like. I don't know what the school is doing, but it's something whenever, like, you always see on those news stories, like, oh, we never thought it could happen in our small town. So it's like, of course, we're hyper-vigilant about it.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, there's this kid who had made threats and got suspended for 2 days or something, and they're going to bring the kid back. And the kid isn't reformed. The kid just, the kid said, if you suspend me from school, I'm just going to shoot up the football game. And something on that Facebook post said that kid is in like special needs classes and like has some kind of, nobody specified what, and they haven't given the kid's name because he's a minor. So they don't want to, they can't out the kid. But, like the kid, in order to have the mental capacity to say like, if you suspend me from school, I'll just go to the football game and do it. Obviously, like you have to have some sort of mental understanding of what's going on.
Correct.
And they're like afraid to discipline or like expel this kid. But at the same time, it's like, well, you suspended him. Like if he's too mentally challenged to understand the punishment of being expelled, then why are you suspending him in the first place? Like the whole thing doesn't make sense to me.
Exactly.
They're having a school board meeting tonight. And it's supposed to be pretty wild. Everybody's showing up with their torches and pitchforks. Everyone's mad at the school board.
I think there just has to be a line where everybody is just treated the same. Like, for discipline reasons. Okay, if you're threatening the school, these are the punishments that follow. It doesn't matter what the situation is anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because anybody can say, oh, my son has mental problems. And he doesn't.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to save your son.
Well,
or your daughter. Or whoever the hell it is.
Even if that kid does have mental problems, it's like, okay, well, then he can't go to this school anymore. Mm-hmm. He needs to be in a place that can help him.
Somehow you know what I mean? Help him.
Instead of like, with all those red flags, it's like, yeah, we'll let this kid back into the school. Mm-hmm. And then allegedly the school had an assembly today. I think it was the high school. I'm not sure that they said, we're going to take your phones away if you keep posting stuff on social media and like all these rumors and gossip and whatever. And it's like, oh, okay. So not only are you going to take the kids' phones away from them, but then you're going to let a kid who threatened to shoot up the school into the school while the kids have no phones in it. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing?
It's insane. It's insane.
I don't know. There doesn't seem to be any way, like, there has to be stuff that we don't know, whether it's, you know.
There's always things that we don't know.
But it's like, I don't know if I'm going to send my, like, Sage doesn't go to the high school, and that's where the threat was. But, like, I'm not so sure I want to send her to the school tomorrow, you know, with all the threats and stuff. New breaking news. My sister just sent me a message, and she doesn't know we're recording right now, but she was like, here's some local news for your podcast. And I just saw this article earlier today. Did you see? So in Pittsburgh, in Fineview, they found a giant suitcase full of heroin just sitting on the side of the street.
I did not.
And I mean giant. I mean, I did the math on it, and it's over $2 million in heroin. Ooh. If you like, if you sold it at street level.
And then someone just put it on the side.
And it's just sitting. I saw a picture of it. It's actually very neatly stacked in a suitcase. And it's just, how do you leave $2 million worth of that
off
shit?
The truck?
I don't know.
Someone's dead.
We don't know where. Yeah, that guy. that guy's gonna have a.
That guy's dead.
One hell of a conversation with his dealer.
He's gonna get a bow tie.
Yeah. Where? Yeah. Right. But yeah, that's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. That much. It said like 4,600 and some bricks of it, just on the side of the road. Yeah. You wonder how it got there. You know.
There is no. I'm sorry.
It's right. whoever you owe that money to, you're done.
You're dead. Yeah, just run. Run and hide.
But yeah, I think like, of course, my conspiracy mind goes to like, remember whenever the CIA was funneling crack into neighborhoods back in the 80s? What if they're doing that now with fentanyl? Who knows?
Who knows? Obviously didn't work.
Well, yeah. Well, a good Samaritan found it and turned it in. Surprised me. It's like you find $2 million worth of drugs. You're like, aren't you tempted?
But I wonder if, could you think in your mind if you found that, am I being... Like, is there surveillance on me?
Yeah, this is one of those.
Are they going to...
I'm John Quinones. What would you do? You know, he comes out and says, whoa, we were watching you. Right. And you failed. You immediately turned into Scarface and you started dealing.
What was that show back in the day where...
It was John Quinones with What Would You Do?
No. Not What Would You Do. They would literally go out and set up these... people like pedophiles, like they were going
to
go meet
to catch a predator.
Catch a predator.
I've seen them all, man. There's that stuff. You know what's funny now is that there are like vigilante YouTubers doing it by the dozen. Wow. TikTokers and YouTubers, and they've turned it into like a fun game, which is amazing. Because if there's anybody you're going to do that to, like I'm not going to feel bad for the pedophile that you're, you know. So they meet up with a guy, and then they'll be like, "Hey, you're on a game show," and they'll just ask him questions like, "And you were here to meet." A 14-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. Or they'll mess with them in other ways. Sometimes they'll physically assault them and beat them up, which normally you'd be like, man, you can't do that. You were here to meet a 12-year-old. Mm-hmm. So like,
there are consequences to
that. Right. If you get slapped in the Home Depot, I'm okay with it. But yeah, it's
sooner gone. Or later, one of those pedophiles is going to pull out a weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were able to actually abduct or kill a child.
To Catch a Predator got canceled originally. They like exposed like a Texas DA. They caught him in one of their... stings, and then he boarded himself up in his house and shot himself, and they're like, oh, I guess we can't do the TV show anymore, you know. Not after that.
I do remember watching a couple of those episodes, and it was funny.
It's hilarious.
That guy walks in and just sits down and
they pretend like, oh, I was just here, and then Chris Hansen reads the messages like, have you ever, I can't, you know what I mean,
even,
the stuff that they say, but then the guy just sits there looking at him like, oh, I didn't mean it.
I was here for a pizza.
Exactly. If you want a slice, yeah. Yeah,
I remember that. Whatever happened to those shows?
Well,
Cops, that's gone.
They still don't they still have like live PD and stuff?
I don't know. If they do, they put it on at midnight.
Yeah, I think they do. But yeah, I like those shows. I don't know. It is kind of glorifying a weird thing where it's like, let's look at these. Some because every once in a while you'll get like with To Catch a Predator, it was all like autistic, mentally challenged 30-year-old men who've never been with a woman, who live with their mother.
It was freaky.
And then you're like, at a certain point, it's like somehow somebody's being exploited here, you know? I don't know. But then, it's the same thing with like, I don't know why Cops got such a bad rap. I mean, I enjoyed that show.
Those are good shows.
They can't do stuff like that anymore.
No, those are some of like the first, what were they called? Were they called reality shows?
I guess so.
Yeah, it's not really a reality show. It's not like a game show or something.
No, but it's more real than reality shows, you know, because it's unscripted.
Unscripted. I used to like a lot of shows, like Miami Ink, the tattoo parlor place. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool. I used to like that show. What were some of the other shows I used to do?
You know, you watch that show, like two episodes in, you're like, man, the line work. I can't, you know what I mean? Good. You start, you're like a pro. Yeah. You start judging it. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm a terrible artist, which we never brought up. Speaking of art, our new shirts.
Oh,
we skipped right over that.
We skipped right over that. Yes.
Which we finally, we said something. We last time we said we were going to do it and we did it. Well, you did it, but we got it done. Yeah. It's the, I can't, you want to show them the back?
So you show the front.
Okay.
So that's our front.
It's a new logo.
I don't know. Can you see the back? Am I in frame?
Yeah. No, you can see it. Just hold still for a second. Vote Cthulhu 2024. Why choose the lesser of two evils? I love it.
Exactly. I think we'll have these available. Might have to make these available for
Well, we need to set up a shop so people can just click and, you know, instead of like having people email or DM us, just
exactly.
We'll get there.
Yeah, I thought that was a great.
I think this whole thing is just an excuse for us to do little Photoshops and little graphic design work and stuff.
Like,
and
we're not professional at this.
It's fun though.
We do this on our spare time.
Yeah. You see how professional this
exactly.
I put a Bigfoot over there.
Nice. I love them.
Which, speaking of, we did have a big Bigfoot.
We did do Bigfoot. We put them on our Facebook page, and wow, what a talk about a lot of responses.
What's funny is for a topic like that, I think we got the most responses we've ever gotten.
There's over 1,000.
From Bigfoot. So you laugh about Bigfoot. People are interested.
I never said I wasn't interested. I'm just not a believer.
Yeah.
You know, it's... You're the believer. I'm not the believer.
Yeah.
I think it's all hocus pocus, phony baloney, somebody staging it to get, ooh, we saw Bigfoot. Other people swear to God it's not fake. It's so real.
No, well.
But it doesn't matter if you don't believe or you do believe. It's just a great topic. I love talking about it.
Yeah.
Because you can just talk with anybody about it.
Right. And people have wild takes on it. Well, they'll go like, well, Bigfoot's not real. It's an alien in a Bigfoot costume. You know what I mean? They'll be like, aliens are real. They're pretending trying to trick us.
I do say aliens are real.
Yeah. Do you think they visited us?
Yes, because there's been documented proof. Matter of fact, the very, very first documented UFO sighting is not Roswell. It's not the mountain ridge in Washington. It is it's in 1639, I believe, and it was by John Winthrop. He and two other individuals were going down the river where they came across, and he documented it, a fiery ball in the sky.
Okay.
When I first started reading it, I was like, well, maybe it's a meteor that I saw. But he said it stopped and it hovered and it looked like a square. And then it would change directions. And they said they watched it for like 2 hours while they were floating down the river. And when this light disappeared, they somehow ended up back exactly where they started from.
Wow.
And none of them remember rowing up the tide or dropping anchor, but they started exactly.
See, I haven't heard that specific.
You can look that up. I think it's 1639.
Well, the interesting thing about that is like, because you hear those stories now that sound the same, except they take place in modern times. And you could easily say like, oh, that's some advanced technology we don't know about, but not in the 1600s.
That's why when you read that, I'm sitting there going, you know, now that is something I can get behind and believe, because you figure 1947, there was a sighting in Washington, and then after that, the Roswell sighting. But prior to all that, they already had the imagination of aliens and UFOs. Right.
And that was all after, you know, after we dropped the nuke. You know what I mean? So, like, at that point, you're like, well, we have the technology, which a lot of theorists think that, like, that's what something about that really I don't know what you would say, alerted the ETs whenever we dropped a bomb. They were like, oh, shit, we got to get back over there. Something's going on.
Let me look this up. I just want to make sure I'm saying
this. Yeah, look it up.
1639, John Winthrop.
Okay.
He recorded this. He was actually the governor of Massachusetts Bay Colony.
Oh, shit.
And it was well documented. Wow, I actually remembered this. I pretty much almost said it to a T.
Nice.
But yeah, that's exactly his documentation. Now you figure back in 1639, they have no idea what a flying saucer is, what a UFO is, or even what aliens are.
Airplanes don't even exist.
Don't even exist.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty credible, especially because it does kind of match what people see today, except there's no, it can't be a weather balloon or a, you know what I mean? Not back then.
But yeah, to me, when I hear stuff like that, that makes my mind go, well, maybe the possibility is true. When you're talking Bigfoot, all I've ever seen are pictures from a very far distance of something.
Yeah.
And nobody can make out what it is. No one's ever seen it close up. Nobody has a video of it. With all today's technology and infrared and all the stuff that we have, we still can't find this creature.
Well, they're going to get mad at you because there is video evidence, and I've shown you some of it.
It's so fake. It's ridiculous. It is.
I was kind of tongue-in-cheek showing you that stuff before where I was like, look, can't you see him on the mountaintop? Yeah. And that's from 2 miles away.
I mean, somebody dresses up in an outfit and runs across the hill, and somebody's like, there it is, there yeah. it is. You just happen to be in the right place at the right time.
We got to get an interview with him, with the Bigfoot.
I want to.
Did you ever see Strange Wilderness with Steve Zahn? And
no.
It's so good. They go, they're like, they work for a, you know, whatever, Nat mm-hmm. Geo channel or something, and they go on a search to find Bigfoot, and they do find him. And then whenever they find him, they get spooked and they just fill him full of bullets.
What? So back to the Bigfoot on our Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
Which I said we had a ton of people responding, over 1,000 people either liked, shared, or made comments on it. And some of the comments are so hysterical. We should read some of them.
Yeah, go for it.
Let's pull this up. Let's see here.
I did see some of these.
Let's get some good ones. We'll just stop. We'll just pick one out here. Jeffrey Patterson, the picture, the can in the picture explains everything. So for the people out there who don't see the picture.
It's got this little Bigfoot here.
Yeah, we made a picture of, you know, why so many sightings of Sasquatch in PA. And then we put a little Bigfoot down in the corner and he's holding a beer can,
mm-hmm.
which is hysterical.
Yeah, which that does explain.
And it kind of does explain a lot of things.
Because everybody who reports these sightings, it's after, you know, a six pack at least.
A lot of people, you know, quick references, definitely for real. He's not real. It's only people on drugs.
mm-hmm. Somebody said, well, because we specifically said Pennsylvania sightings.
Exactly.
Somebody said like, yeah, well, Pennsylvania's full of junkies and alcoholics.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, really? We're going that way, huh? Here's one. Someone sneaking into my house at night and hearing gorilla sounds, smells coming from my mom's room. She doesn't know. I think it's Bigfoot.
That sounds like Bigfoot.
Does that sound like Bigfoot? Yeah,
I think somebody sneaks into my...
Someone's sneaking what is that? Into my house.
Bigfoot sneaks into my house and I hear gorilla sounds.
Something is sneaking into my house at night and then I hear gorilla sounds and smells coming from my mom's room.
Beautiful.
She doesn't know.
I love it.
I think it's Bigfoot.
See, you see one of those and you just pray that that's real, you know? Oh, dude, he's back.
What is that?
For the audio listeners, we got the same bug from last week. You just Obama'd that thing.
I killed him. I crushed him.
Remember that interview with Obama where he's like, that's where you earned my vote. He killed a fly.
I killed a fly. You must die.
Exactly. Perfect.
What other topics? I mean, there were so many comments, pictures, people who said they agree, people who said they don't agree. Lots of woods and hills in PA. We hardly...
That's true. I think about that.
Wait a minute. How do you say lots of woods and hills in PA where hardly anyone ever goes?
Exactly.
That's, even during hunting season. There's places probably no person has ever set foot.
Man, when I'm driving every day, you know, north of Pittsburgh, east, west, south mm-hmm. of Pittsburgh, there's so much just like woods, you know, nobody goes into.
Yeah.
So you don't know.
Another person named Pamela. I would really like to know how they survive our winters. Do they migrate south? How do they keep warm? What do they eat?
Fur. They got fur. They got caves.
I just think it's funny, all the questions. Mm-hmm. Like, some people are so serious
about
it.
Well, I have all the answers.
Other people are like, it's all funny baloney. Other people are saying it's bullshit. Whatever it is, it's a great topic.
It is funny that some people take it very seriously where they're like, yes, there are documented cases.
Yes. And this is mine.
Yeah.
I put a
Here's
post
my
up.
Story. Oh, you put a post
I
up?
Put a post
what
up.
Is it? What is it?
I said, I believe Bigfoot in a lot of hocus pocus.
Oh, okay.
But someone once told me, believing in Bigfoot keeps hope alive, that people can self-sustain in humanity, and that they have not totally destroyed the environment. I guess that's one way of looking at it.
Okay. So it's just kind of a way to lie to yourself.
Now, when you say it in terms like that, then you can go like, okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand the nostalgia of the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those stories I just can't get behind.
When you said that you made a post, I thought it was the one that said Bigfoot grabbed my wiener.
Who the hell? That is on here? Who the hell said that?
I thought, honestly, I thought it was you that made a fake account or something. But no, I looked at that. It's a real person, which is a great comment.
There's so many comments.
I wish I had come
so many
up with
posts. I don't even know where the hell it is anymore.
Mm-hmm. But it's on there. Yeah, that was my favorite one.
There's over 80 posts on this thing. How great. How great. Let's thank everybody for that.
We need to have we should have a Bigfoot, because Pennsylvania has a Bigfoot society. We should have someone on the show. Take them seriously. Hear them out.
There is actually a real Bigfoot society. I put it on top of there. I didn't even know it existed.
Well,
it's the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, BFRO.
If we can get one of them either to Zoom in or to come for an hour and just show it, like school us on it, you know, because they know more than we do. Yeah. They'll bring the footprint.
They're going to try to make us believers.
I would love that.
Yeah,
wouldn't you guys love that?
That would be really hard to convince me.
Well, that's why we got to get an expert.
Yeah. Now they're saying they found Bigfoot hair and they have DNA Bigfoot hair. I'm like, come on, guys.
DNA? All right. Yeah. Now, what kind of DNA are we talking here?
I don't know. DNA from the hair.
DNA under the black light, you know?
Well, apparently that one lady's Bigfoot's going into mom's room.
Right. This is Sasquatch jizz.
Let's get it on.
I imagine a detective going in there being like, Bigfoot.
That's fucked up.
I'd know that taste anyway.
I know that taste anyway.
That's a Bigfoot for damn sure.
It's a little gritty. It's definitely Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Two quarts.
Yeah. The sheer volume.
Sheer volume of it.
It's unbelievable.
It's definitely Bigfoot.
Oh, this one eats oranges and blueberries.
Wow. That's going to be the next thing. I had sex with Bigfoot.
Yeah. It's about time we add a twist to the whole mythology of it.
Yeah, that's going to come up next.
Maybe E. Jean Carroll can come out and accuse Bigfoot of sexual assault.
Maybe.
You know, she's accused 23 men of sexual assault. Trump still had to pay her all that money.
It's insane.
What a crazy bitch. Hey, anybody, if you're out there, I'm calling on you.
We're calling it out.
Yeah, we need to get a legit Bigfoot expert. We'll get you to Zoom in.
I want somebody to send me something that's legit.
Yeah, if anybody has anything that you think will convince this naysayer here.
I am a naysayer.
If you can, you know, this Scrooge.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Ebenezer Scrooge. Is there a way to make that a play on
Bigfoot?
Ebenezer Squatch over here.
Ebenezer Squatch.
But yeah, I would genuinely Squatch. Because we can do, even though we're not.
Harry Scrooge.
Our first guest. Harry Scrooge.
I'm the Harry Scrooge.
But we can get somebody to resume. So,
yeah. I want to see.
I'm gonna do it. I'm putting a casting call out there for the.
I would love to see it
because
I've seen a lot of fakes
with some real evidence.
Especially the last one you showed me about fell over. I was laughing so hard.
Well, don't you know what? That was real.
Yeah, it was real. All right.
Prove it. Prove
mask
it wasn't.
Was peeling off.
Prove it wasn't real. All right. So signing off for now. We'll be back. Well, I mean, we're trying to come back weekly now. So.
Weekly or bi-weekly, depending on how our schedule falls. Like I said, this isn't something we do isn't our livelihood. This is something we do on the side.
Right. But yeah, we appreciate you guys. I hope that you guys keep interacting with us. I love that. I love seeing the stuff that everybody
says. Oh, the amazing
interaction
is amazing. Like I said, just 1,000 interactions just on that one post. We had so many other posts with more interactions. YouTube gets a bunch of interactions. I don't know. I think it's great. It's great.
Yeah, I definitely like seeing that and having conversations with people and stuff. Even if they're, you know, even if they don't like us, they're good. I still like it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Until next time.
Stay tuned. Cheers. Mine's empty.
I'm out.
Peace out.
Peace out.
It's very Draculian.